Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. Where's Davy Crockett when we need him?
And here we go. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. So, right now they're trying to pass the For the People Act, or the, as I call it, the Perpetual Democrat Control Act. And they're doing it, they're trying to do it right now because, one, they think they have the majority, which they don't really have that in the Senate at the moment. And they also think that you're not paying any attention. They're doing this gambit because they don't think you're paying attention. Now, in the meantime, I can tell you right now, the Republic, the democracy, with this particular piece of legislation, is in peril. But we're already being told this. We're being told this according to the unbiased experts of expertise who really want Joe Manchin to roll over on the filibuster. Got to pass the Perpetual Democrat Control Act now or it's curtains for our democracy. So exclaimed, said experts passionately with tears and teeth gnashing. Experts, of course, are never wrong except when they're wrong, and which is pretty much all the time. Greg Sargent of the Washington Post opined about the terrible terrors these experts feared in a column titled, A Frantic Warning from 100 Leading Experts, Our Democracy is in Grave Danger. Wow, 100 of them. And you know it's getting real because they are frantic. Because after all, on the line is nothing less than the future of our democracy itself. Not the democracy. Of course, it doesn't matter that we're not a democracy, but whatever, the hack cliches are going to hack. This all sounds pretty serious to me. And you look at the looming threat posed by voter ID. Now I have car buying ID, I have gun buying ID, there's so many things I have to show ID for. But if you ask for people to show an ID to vote, that's pretty awful for all kinds of reasons and because, shut up, you racist. But no one tells the Mexicans that. And in Mexico, guess what they require? ID. And so does the rest of the free world. They're going to be totally bummed to hear they're pretty much Nazis for making sure voters are who they say they are. And also, and this is totally odd, all these neutral, objective experts that we're supposed to obey seem to find that the only reforms that threaten democracy are the ones that might help Republicans. Every Democrat bill is essential. Every Republican proposal is Jim Crow on HGH. You would think, statistically speaking, that there would be at least one GOP reform that these unbiased arbiters would support that would gore their own donkey, but these lucky Democrats, the experts' expertise all supports everything they want. What do you think the chances of that are? Well, it turns out they're about 100%. And look at the money. Money is bad, except when it's not. They're mucho cool with liberal billionaire bucks. Buying elections is fine if the buyer is your caste. Facebook CEO Mike Mark Zuckerberg spent more than $419.5 million via nonprofit organizations to influence the 2020 election. But that's fine because it helped Democrats. Spending that helps patriots, people that you and I might like, not so much. But we should ignore our misgivings and respect our betters, and we should listen to their totally sincere and not self-serving warnings. The expert firepower they are unleashing is formidable. But what's striking is that the statement is signed by scholars who specialize in democratic breakdown, like Pippa Norris and Daniel Ziblatt and Stephen Levitsky. You know, Pippa Norris and Daniel Ziblatt and Stephen Levitsky are on board. Count me and Joe Manchin in. Sergeant does mention someone we've never heard of before, Francis Fukuyama, but we know of him only because he was so fabulously wrong when he wrote The End of History and The Last Man. So the experts are nobodies and wrong bodies, but hey, they're experts. And experts are smart and worthy of respect. Everyone wear your masks. I mean, don't wear your masks. I mean, double mask. I mean, just stop asking me questions and just obey whatever gets stuck in front of you, okay? Yes, Republicans are a massive threat to democracy. So claims the pet experts of the billionaire-backed people who want Democrats to be able to cheat. There's no serious doubt within anyone who isn't already invested in the narrative du jour that this perilous peril is not just baloney, but the whole lunch meat counter. America was appalled by the rigged 2020 election, rigged by a combination of outright fraud, by norm and law-breaking rule changes designed to benefit the Democrats, and informally by an entire media actively campaigning to install asterisk into office. And they demand the GOP provide election security regardless of the leftist experts whining. And this all comes at the same time the leftist elite is collectively soiling itself over the idea that somehow Donald Trump's going to organize a military coup to put him back into power. and if there's one group of people that loves Trump, it's the generals. Well, not the ones in the Pentagon. But there's no time for our woke military to interfere in domestic politics, not with all those vital strategic imperatives out there, like addressing climate change, imposing critical race theory, and ensuring that all of our soldiers have the maximum transsexual awareness. But look at this on the bright side. Pretty soon, President Asterisk is going to call a permanent lid on his administration, and Clockwatcher Harris is going to take over, but she can't pull off a coup either. It's not like the woke generals could defeat these scruffy bandits in a relatively small country in 2 decades. I'm sure they would do better against 100 million armed American patriots, right? Especially after most of their own troops decided to opt out of waging war on their own kin for the benefit of the leftist elitist. The idea that there's going to be an armed attempt to return Trump to triumph in Pennsylvania Avenue by the end of the summer is ludicrous, but that's part of the charm for its intended audience at MSNBC and TV land. They adore any narrative that provides them the kind of fake bogeyman like climate change or systemic racism that they love to battle. They get to pretend they're courageous knights by slaying toothless dragons, like the great insurrection that never seems to come, the armed insurrection where they took no weapons. Never have so many thought themselves so brave for risking so little. We need to fearlessly resist Donald Trump before he destroys our democracy. Send tweet. So what they should do is unbunch their panties and take a deep breath. We're not going to quit securing our elections, and it doesn't look like their high-pitched, girlish shrieks are going to cause Joe Manchin to commit ritual electoral suicide in his deep red state. The Democrats' trash election fraud initiative is swirling down the toilet. Experts, schmexperts, they're just going to have to live with an electoral system that is almost but not quite as fair and honest and secure as Mexico's. The fact that I just said that out loud makes me weep. But that's the state of things. But we're going to do just like Mexico, which will be a big improvement over what we got going on right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
All right, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the
the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We have to change the Republican Party. We have to get rid of the type of Republican we no longer need. Which makes me wonder, who exactly was Paul Ryan trying to appeal to when he recently went to the Reagan Library and tried to explain why we should return to the kind of managed decline and failure theater that his rejection marked the end of as a viable Republican leadership strategy. Now, the Beltway cowgirl might dig his hep jive and are soon to be gerrymandered by the Dem stooge Adam Kinzinger, too, and the erotically dysfunctional gibbos at the Bulwark are all in, but who else? Cue the tumbleweeds. The GOP managed to displace some stones for once, no thanks to the aforementioned squish squad, by rejecting the Democrat kangaroo court designed to distract attention from President Asterisk's inability to perform as a man and as a chief executive by endlessly rehashing the mini-surrection. There was no insurrection. There are no dead politicians. As a matter of fact, the only one that was shot was one of the protesters. And we don't ever get to know who killed her. All the smart people in the smart set warned that this welcome spinal manifestation could be the straw that gets Joe Manchin to go back on his word and vote to end the filibuster. Yeah, sure. So, where are all the Republicans yearning to return to that time before we fought back? I don't think they exist in any substantial numbers outside of Twitter, K Street, and MSNBC and N green rooms, but Paul Ryan was at it again, complaining about how the GOP should stop dealing with so-called cultural issues that involve our freedoms and right to live as we choose, like CRT, transmania, crime, and illegal alien invasions, and that are important to us. So instead, he argues that we should focus on the issues that are important to his corporate donors, though he never puts it quite that honestly. Ryan and company always pretend that this is about a cult of personality, something Ryan and his ilk would love to be the subject of if these establishment functionaries actually had any personality to speak of. So when dorks like Ryan get up and start lecturing us about how Trump is not the future of the party, you don't even need to reach the issue of whether we actually think Trump is the future of the party. This is not about Trump. Trump was always the avatar of our conservative populist aspirations. The Ryan Caucus calls this a cult, because to admit that it's really not about 45 is to admit that this is about their failure. Trump was a manifestation of what we wanted and rejected from the Paul Ryans of the world. And if there's one thing that distinguishes these losers, it is their total inability to admit that the responsibility for their fall from power lies directly, entirely at their own tiny web feet. So the first question to them should be, what did you conserve, much less achieve, when your now fractional faction led the party? They never answer that question. Instead, they offer a sullen mishmash of principles. Well, that's not who we are, and a Mo Reagan. I loved Reagan in the 80s. But that was 40 years ago. Was it 40 years ago? 40 years ago, goodness gracious. It's the 2020s, and just because a few mean tweets make you sissies wet your panties, that's no reason to let you hacks back behind the wheel to drive us into a ditch again. These tired, fired frauds want power back, and their entire case for giving it back to them is that we in the base suck. So I remain unconvinced that by that particular line of argument, so Paul Ryan can kiss my mitt. Then on to the filibuster. Now, the Blue Trek press is practically turgid over the thought that they convinced Joe Manchin to make a liar of himself and sacrifice his precarious Senate seat in deep red West Virginia by breaking his word and letting them end the filibuster. Every time the Republicans use it, which they've done it once so far, in rejecting the ridiculous insurrection Kabuki Theater, or threatened to use it, we get the GOP is showing it won't work with us, Democrats, by rubber-stamping our socialist fascist plot. Unspoken is the fact that the Republicans won't use the filibuster for fear of losing the filibuster. A form of repeal is unnecessary. Now, Manchin votes with the Democrats all the time. And though most, but not all, they are not all Duckworth or Hirono-level dumb, Democrats and their blue-check buddies don't see that. I say throw us in the briar patch of no filibuster. Go ahead, make it happen. What could go wrong? Gym equipment S&M enthusiast Harry Reid lifted it for senior judges, and, well, look what happened to you. And the three Supreme Court justices we got on board now make country club conservative John Roberts even more irrelevant than he was before. Sure, the Dems would pass the permanent Democrat election victory law, and the honest judges Trump's installed would strike the worst parts down. Same with the gun ban. Hell, they look like they're about to make concealed carry a reality everywhere next term. And most of the rest of their decline deal would be trashed as well. Chances are that we take the House next time, though I wouldn't put it past the GOP leaders to somehow mess that up. And with the economy crashing, thanks to Jimmy Carter's crustier doppelganger, there's a good chance we also take back the Senate in 2022. And DeSantis is going to clean the clock of clock watcher Harris in 2024 when she inevitably runs, either because Asterisk declines to do so or because he declines permanently. So, dummies, please, allow your short-term frustration with rules and norms to cause you to push massive change through with a 50-vote plus a VP tiebreak, thanks to abandoning the bill filibuster. Your big things will get quashed by the court and come to naught, and then we will take over and hammer through our agenda with a 5-vote SCOTUS thumbs up. End it. I dare you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New COVID cases in the United States have fallen to levels not seen in more than a year. The latest 7-day average is around 15,600 cases per day, the lowest level since March 2020. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said Thursday that the average is down 94% from a peak in January of this year. Average daily deaths have also fallen to a low of about 360 a day. Walensky says the drops come as more Americans get vaccinated. 63% of adults have received at least one dose of vaccine, although daily vaccination rates have fallen off. And President Biden will meet with Queen Elizabeth II during an upcoming visit to the UK. Buckingham Palace announcing the meeting Thursday, saying it will take place while Biden is in the country for a meeting of the leaders of the Group of Seven. The trip, which includes a planned summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Switzerland, will be Biden's first overseas trip since taking office. This is USA Radio News. A court ruling says the Biden administration can't prioritize when distributing coronavirus relief funds. Tim Berg reports.
An appeals court has ruled that the Biden administration can't use race and sex as factors when distributing coronavirus relief funds. In a 2-1 ruling, the 3-judge panel of the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said that the Small Business Administration was violating the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause by giving priority to minority and female-owned restaurants seeking coronavirus relief funds. The Justice Department declining to comment on the ruling or whether it would appeal to the Supreme Court. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And recess could soon be a mandatory part of the day in Illinois' public schools. State lawmakers passed a bill this week requiring schools to include 30 minutes of recess in their day. Being held out of that recess could also not be used as a punishment as part of the measure. The bill now heads to Governor J.B. Pritzker's desk. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Defunding the police is a stupid proposition. If you're having, if these individual municipalities are having trouble with the bad eggs, okay, fine. I can see rooting them out and getting rid of them. You need, the police departments need to be receptive to certain things. But then again, I don't know how non-receptive they are. I've heard all about, they closed ranks of blue line, all that. I get it. I understand it. But doing away with the entirety of the police department is it's a non-starter. It's dumb and distressing to hear about anyone wanting to defund the police. It's even more unfortunate that anybody thinks that's a good idea in St. Louis, Missouri, which has seen its highest murder rate in 50 years despite population decreases. And yet, that's exactly what Mayor Tishara Jones' budget proposal will do, and why state Republican lawmakers are calling Governor Mike Parson to bring back the legislature for a special session. Not only does St. Louis have the highest murder rate in the country, it would in the world if it were its own country, as Missouri's Attorney General Eric Schmidt wrote in his opinion piece for the Washington Examiner. If the city of St. Louis were a country, we would have the highest homicide rate per capita of any other country in the world. A review of government homicide data reveals the city of St. Louis has a higher murder rate than Honduras, El Salvador, South Africa, Venezuela, and Mexico. In fact, homicides in the city of St. Louis are 17 times greater per capita than those in the United States as a whole. And then, as Michael Ruiz reported for Fox News, a proposed city budget for next year, which Jones announced in April, would cut $4 million from the police department and reallocate the funds to an affordable housing fund, victim support services, the city's Department of Health and Human Services and Civil Rights Enforcement Agency, which investigates housing and equal employment and public accommodation complaints. It also calls for the city to eliminate nearly 100 vacant police positions. No current officers would be laid off. Local news outlets reported on Tuesday and Wednesday about calls from Republican lawmakers for a special legislative session. On Wednesday, State Representative Nick Schroer issued that call during a press conference. Mayor Jones released a statement in which she called Representative Schroer by his name. She said, "St. Louis voters elected me to put the public back in public safety, and I'm willing to work with elected leaders who are ready to have hard conversations about the deep-rooted problems we face. The proposed special session would be government overreach and a waste of taxpayer dollars at a time when all of us can least afford it. Representative Schroer is chasing clout while I'm chasing solutions. I'm extending an open invitation to Representative Schroer and his colleagues to visit North St. Louis and see firsthand why my administration is investing directly into neighborhoods to address the root causes of crime. I would really love to see where the money's going to address the root causes of crime, because I know what they are." One of the biggest proponents of this scheme to defund the police is the city's Democratic Congresswoman, Representative Cori Bush, who's one of the newest members of the squad. On Twitter, she said, "We're going to defund the police and refund our social services. Don't like this idea? Well, we don't like dead black and brown bodies and broken families at the hands of those sworn to protect us. The police have failed at fixing themselves, so we're going to do it." Then Cori Bush, tweeting to Joe Biden, says, "With all due respect, Mr. President, let's talk about losing people. We lost Michael Brown Jr. We lost Breonna Taylor," which, you know, that was in Louisville, Kentucky. "We're losing our loved ones to police violence. It's not a slogan. It's a mandate for keeping our people alive. Defund the police." No, actually, she was referring to Barack Obama. I'm sorry about that. Because Barack Obama tweeted, "You lose people with snappy slogans like defund the police." She also tweeted, "Defunding the police isn't radical, it's real." Then we get this from Matthew Ferner, also on Twitter. "Breaking: Austin City Council approves the purchase of a hotel to permanently house people experiencing chronic homelessness using dollars cut from the police budget." That's from January 27th of this year. Cori Bush again: "We need to defund the police and make sure that money goes back into the communities that need it." Cori Bush said, "Our communities wouldn't have needed to spark a national movement to save black lives if America wasn't racist AF. I can't tell you what that means. The A stands for as. The F stands for something that rhymes with something I can't tell you. But, I mean, that's, you know, now we're seeing the real Cori Bush. She also released a statement from her congressional office praising Mayor Jones's budget proposal. "For decades, our city funneled more and more money into our police department under the guise of public safety while massively underinvesting in the resources that will keep our community safe. Previous administrations spent more per capita on policing than all comparable cities, building a police force that is larger than that of any city comparable to St. Louis. But even as more and more money has gone into policing, the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department continues to be the deadliest police force of the nation. Year after year, all while violence in our communities continues to skyrocket. People have demanded a new approach to community safety, and from the mayor's office to the halls of Congress, we were elected to deliver one. We have a mandate to fully fund our social services, to invest in communities, not criminalize them, to end police violence, to provide alternatives to police like unarmed mental health professionals or social workers to respond to crisis calls. This is what organizers in our communities have fought for. This is what St. Louis has demanded, and this is what we as elected officials promised St. Louis. I'm incredibly proud to see Mayor Tashara Jones deliver on this promise from City Hall, and I know that she has my full support as I continue to work towards the goal from the U.S. Capitol. Today's decision to defund the St. Louis police is historic. It marks a new future for our city. We're building a St. Louis where elected officials lead in partnership with activist organizers and our communities. We're building a St. Louis where our schools are funded and our unhoused neighbors can be sheltered. We're building a St. Louis where our streets are safe and our youth can grow and prosper. Where we can not just survive St. Louis, but thrive. Those who disagree with it aren't actually driven by clout. You know. And despite this chatter among the Republican lawmakers that they're going to try to call on the governor to bring back the legislative session, Parsons' office on Tuesday said no decision has been made. I guess he's going to let I don't know if they have preemption on this, or I don't even know if that would be applicable when it comes to their local municipal budget. So, yeah. We'll see where this goes. We need to watch this, because this could be, St. Louis could turn into, chop south, I guess. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the Salus line, Reformation, Providence, the Militia line. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. So, proponents of gun control routinely use murder rates to justify their push to infringe on our constitutionally protected rights. It is a timeless technique. And with most people, it's a fairly effective one because most people aren't critical thinkers. People look at folks shot to death and figure that if the killer didn't have a gun, well, they couldn't have shot the person, which that's just, you know, okay. And in fairness, that's probably true, but it doesn't account for any other number of things, such as whether the killer would have just used another weapon. But there's no real argument that if the killer had not been able to get a gun, the victim would not have been shot to death. No doubt about that. There. But it's also impossible to actually keep people from getting a gun. That ship has sailed a long time ago. Yet, anti-gun folks still think that you cannot only keep them from getting a firearm, but that's the only possible solution. Last week's rampage killing in San Jose, California, where 8 people were killed at the Valley Transportation Authority rail yard, affected everybody, affected all of us. When is this going to end, we wonder? When is it going to happen close to my home, we wonder? America has always been a country rich with a history of both celebration and deep condemnation of guns. But today, the COVID-19 pandemic has changed the way America looks and feels forever. The way we work, shop, learn, and gather in public is forever altered. Now, for Black America, one of the things that they have seen is a sharp spike in violence coast to coast. Too many of their teens and young adults have more time, less money, and more stress in their life. When these three things mix, they create a very deadly cocktail on the streets of Baltimore, Oakland, Tampa, Florida, you know? mass shootings, and hood violence splash across our screens at a seemingly never-ending pace. So the question becomes, when do things change, and how can we get some sustainable change? Now, for President Asterisk, you know, the time for gun reform is now. He said, whether Congress acts or not, I'm going to use all the resources at my disposal as president to keep the American people safe from gun violence. But there's much more that Congress can do to help that effort. The long answer to that is no, you can do nothing to protect anybody from anything. That's not the function of the government. This little article that I'm quoting from ends with, we have to wonder how many more mass shootings, how many more innocent lives will it take for our lawmakers and grassroots activists to bring the violence to an end. This is from an article in Ebony Magazine that tells us that the author isn't interested in any potential solution to gun violence other than gun control. That's the only solution in their mind. They would argue otherwise and absolutely believe it when they make that argument. But they resist anything that doesn't include gun control. Now, what's interesting is that while Ebony itself hasn't published a piece in support of the Defund the Police movement, they had previously offered space to those who complain about over-policing. And that's interesting because the two positions should be mutually exclusive, because aggressive tactics like stop and frisk are often used to enforce nonviolent possessory gun control laws. So how can you support a law's existence while also opposing the enforcement of that law? Regardless, it would do the author well to acquaint himself with the legions of other programs and policies that can and do reduce violent crime and don't infringe on people's liberties. I think that would make much more sense to focus on those. But no, they can't do that. Can't do that. Instead, you have to focus on the most controversial idea proposed, one that has been shown not to work, and that's a horrible idea. On top of this, the violence that did explode in 2020 came in many, many different ways. And right now I'm not talking about the riots that ripped through the nation. Amid the riots came a surge of violent crime, the likes of which we haven't seen since the 90s. And it got ugly, and perhaps more distressingly, it hasn't gone away. But it has spilled over into 2021. And we're not looking at it going away anytime soon. And this, for many, like the Ebony writer, this is all the evidence they need that we should pass new gun control laws. Because in their mind, how else can you address this kind of thing? Yet John Lott steps in and makes a very good point in a recent interview. He said, if you're primarily disarming the most law-abiding good citizens who obey the law, you make it easier for criminals to go and commit crimes. He added that you've had the biggest spikes in the areas where police are not being allowed to do their job, either because of orders or because of changes in budgets. It's not really shocking to me that you see the increase. He pointed to Minneapolis, Los Angeles, New York, and Seattle as examples of this. I would have been surprised if you hadn't seen an increase in crime. He went on to say that calls for increased restrictions on firearms won't solve the problem. My question would be, what changed last year with regard to gun control that could explain an increase in homicides? If gun control or the lack of it is responsible for the spike, what changed last year that coincided with the big increase that we saw in murders? And that's precisely the point, you know? But it's always good to see it from an expert who actually studies. Truth of the matter is there hasn't been any appreciable change in gun laws throughout the nation since last year. The blue states that were restrictive, they're still blue, they're still more restrictive. Other states, we now have 21 states. We've had four this year that have moved to constitutional carry. Four in 6 months. We're now in month six. And yet, these searches in crime didn't occur where they have constitutional carry. So what could be the problem? A lot of people have lost coping skills, being locked down for months on end. So those inclined toward violence in the first place are jumping there much more easily than they used to. And I've also speculated that because people can't get away with wearing masks and have been required to wear them in many places, they took the anonymity provided and settled old scores. Then there's the defund the police movement, which has definitely created an impact. And less funding for police officers doesn't translate to better police protection, after all. And I don't think there's one cause of what we're seeing, though. Violence is a complex problem. And that means there's no one cause of it. What we do know is that if more guns resulted in more crime, we'd see surges in violent crime correlate to the loosening of gun control laws. But haven't gun sales surged? Yeah, and they have. But to law-abiding citizens who pass criminal background checks and adhere to all the gun control laws on the books already. Because of the demand, it's harder for criminals to purchase firearms through any avenue other than the black market, and those are the people who are committing these crimes. The loosening of gun control laws would be necessary for these individuals, people who commit these violent crimes, to supposedly get firearms. And that hasn't happened. Instead, they're getting guns and acting out violently despite all we've been told about gun control. I know that's shocking. More gun sales haven't correlated to more violence because gun control laws are too weak. And the truth is, more gun sales have taken place because people had a feeling that more violence was coming. And it turns out that they were right. Coming up next, headed to Planet Rick. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.